As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today, giving away Caps tickets all day today to Game 2. Every hour, 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance to win is going to come up at 11:20. But our first winner on B. Mitch and Finley today is Tim in Falls Church. Tim, congrats on getting some tickets, man.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
What do you expect for tonight? You think they're going to win?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Who would you start?
Long as you're optimistic, that's all that matters, Tim.
Who would you start in net? Lindgren or Thompson?
Oh, I want our best goalie ultimately playing, but maybe not tonight. They kind of need to work him into the lineup again.
Yeah, I agree. How about Lindgren tonight and then Thompson so you can see him in game two? Tim, congratulations, man. Enjoy the tickets.
Definitely, man.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Your next chance to win those tickets comes up at 11:20. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Chris Miles from NBA TV, Chris Miles TV on Twitter. Chris, what's going on?
Oh, man, the start of the playoffs, I guess defense is sexy again. That's what it feels like.
Defense is sexy, Chris, but I need to know if you're okay because – Your boy and his crew didn't look that good the other day.
What are you talking about, Giannis?
Yeah, you know I'm talking about Giannis. That's your you the lead of the fan club, right?
So here's the thing, man. You look at Giannis, first of all, this is my first year with an official NBA vote, and Giannis was the obvious choice for third for MVP, right? And if you didn't have two guys having historic seasons, Giannis would have had an MVP season, okay? So let's understand, B-Mitch, he's still playing at that level. It's everybody else. I mean, you know Chris Middleton is in D.C. now because he doesn't have any help anymore. What you want him to do? Dame's supposed to come back for, you know, either game two or three from the blood clot situation. So yeah, Hopefully that helped Giannis a little bit.
Well, I will say, Chris, the guy that Washington traded to Milwaukee had a heck of a game. Kyle Kuzma really played well.
Yeah, he does that when teams get blown out, right?
Boy, you're a fool. Jeez. Chris, what is, like you said, defense is sexy again. And we don't see a lot of defense in regular season. We try to see it. But there are some people that don't play defense whatsoever. What's going to happen looking at the Lakers? Their two stars can't play a full game.
Oh, I mean, I thought the Lakers were fool's gold as soon as the Luka Doncic trade happened. And people were like, Chris, you're crazy. Everybody says, and I'm like, I'm trying to tell you that Luka in the finals last year, you know, as great as he, you know, his numbers are, they lost because he was a sieve on defense and turned the ball over and is kind of for NBA standards, right?
Yeah.
Not in peak shape. So you put him on a team with 40-year-old LeBron. Don't forget, remember Kevin Huerter and the Chicago Bulls and Josh Giddey and that comeback they had about a month or a month and a half ago? Like, they kept seeking out LeBron. Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic are on the floor. They're like, no, no, no. Where's LeBron? Let's pick on him. So they're at that stage. I've looked at them as fool's gold, even when they were winning. I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's something I'm not seeing. But what happens is in the regular season, you get a guy like Austin Reeves just going off in a game where teams feel overmatched or it's a long season. In the playoffs, everybody's dialed in. So all this, he's the best, you know, third option in the NBA. I'm like, I don't know if he would be the third option on the Timberwolves, the team that's beating them right now.
It's so much fun to watch the Western Conference. These playoffs are incredible in the West. Looking at the 2-7 matchup, Houston and Golden State. Golden State ends up winning. It's crazy because it's a 2-7 matchup, but in terms of the standings, they only finished four games apart from each other. Is this one where maybe we overlook, because Houston had a really, really good season, but do you overlook the fact that there's so much experience on Golden State's side, or do you see Houston kind of rebounding as they go throughout this series?
You know, that's a great question that I asked John Wall last night, because we had him in studio, right? And I'm going to tell you this. In that first game, guys who have looked good all season for Houston looked awful. Jalen Green, my guy, Amen Thompson. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? And, you know, some of the veterans around, they were like, this is their first playoff game, right? Like, they seem like the moment might be a little big for them. And meanwhile, Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry out there playing like it's just an exhibition game. So I do wonder, though, you know, like we talk about age and we talk about experience, but also age. Mm-hmm. So Steph Curry played 40 minutes last night, right? And looked incredible. Well, he looked that way on Wednesday. Well, he looked that way in game three. So I think as the season progresses, and one thing Ime Udoka found in the second half, you know, they went on a they only scored 13 points in the second quarter. Then in the third quarter, they went on this huge run. They just went big, B. Mitch. They were like, all right, Steven Adams, you 7-1, get out there. Alperen Şengün, 6'10", get out there. Who else is 6'10"? Oh, get out there. And they just hit them on the glass. It was like, we're going to miss a bunch of shots. We're going to rebound. And that's how they got back in the game. And that's when they found their rhythm. I wonder if he goes to that a little bit earlier in the games coming up this season. Because Ime Udoka, don't forget, he was the guy that really got Boston onto this championship track. And now he's got Houston on that same track.
Chris, this is the NBA playoffs. And no team should be losing by 51 points. Why?
Oh.
And I mean, damn. Or that just means Oklahoma City is probably going to win it this year.
Well, there's that, right? All of the, if you stop thinking about who you're looking at on the court and, oh, OKC's unproven, right? Just take that and put that to the side. All of the stats show us it's OKC.
Yeah.
Like any stat you want to look up, including winning their first playoff game by 50 points, right? It's like, oh, defensively, who they have, and you know, net rating, how much they won every game by, and most games by double digits. You're like, okay, it's them. But I think the prove it in the playoffs factor is the only reason we're second guessing that, and the fact that the Boston Celtics are the defending champs. But that first game against Memphis, I mean, you forget Memphis was the 2 seed out west, I want to say 6 weeks ago. So it's not like this is an 8 seed that hasn't been good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that just lost 6 of 10 games and fell all the way down in the west. So kudos to OKC. Let's see if they can do it again or if Memphis has some sort of fight in them.
Talking to Chris Miles on the Rude Guest Hotline. You want to follow him on Twitter at ChrisMilesTV. Taking a look at the game on Saturday, game one between the Knicks and the Pistons. Pistons went on a nice run to go into the fourth quarter with a nice lead, and then the Knicks 21-0 run. Incredible to start that fourth quarter. Is it just something that the Knicks are that good? Or, you know, I think Detroit looks solid in that, but can they keep that sort of play up?
Well, it's the same thing we just said with the experience with the Golden State Warriors, right? Like, if you look at the Knicks roster, you go, oh, okay, playoff battle-tested coach. You look at the Pistons, you're like, oh, J.B. Bickerstaff, oh, not really playoff-tested as a coach. It's, you know, his first real go at it as a head coach. And then, hey, these are all guys that are figuring this out outside of Tobias Harris. So if you looked at the game, the veterans for the Pistons played well and the young players did not, right? So I think this is Detroit's like, oh, we're here year. Where the Knicks are like, we can't lose to them. And I think that's what you saw in that run from the Knicks is like, okay, we got this figured out. Let's get this together because we're going to have big fish to try to fry the next couple of rounds.
Who are you anticipating seeing in the finals, man?
That is a great question, and I sat there the last couple of nights watching it, trying to think about that. Now that I've seen the first couple of games, I'm going to have to be smart and just go Oklahoma City Thunder, right? Mm-hmm. I still thought it was the Denver Nuggets, but I'm like, all right, Oklahoma City Thunder, they earned that right. And then the East, I'm starting to lean Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, here's the deal with that. The Celtics and the Cavs, it's all about health. Like, I think they're on a collision course. When they meet up in the Eastern Conference Finals, it's like, which team is healthier? And that's really all I got there, right? Like, if Jaylen Brown has a bad knee, I'm going with the Cavs. If Evan Mobley is out, I'm going with the Celtics. It's really that simple for me. Who's healthiest of those two teams to come out of these?
Clippers Nuggets. Who do you like in that? Because it seems evenly matched. It was a great game one. Both of these teams wouldn't be surprising if maybe they could get on a little bit of a run and make some noise in these playoffs. Which of those teams, or which of those two teams, do you think makes it out?
Well, my friend, I had those as the two teams to compete for in the Western Conference Finals. So the matchup in the first round is absolutely nuts. And I'm like, oh, these are the two teams that I'm like, well, OKC doesn't want that problem. OKC doesn't want that problem. Oh, they're going to eliminate each other in the first round? Great. I have it. You know what? That's one I can't even try and predict, because I look at Nikola Jokic, the best player in the game, you know, recent finals MVP. And I'm like, oh, Kawhi Leonard is back being the Kawhi, a two-time finals MVP. And, you know, there's a difference. Let me make sure I say this, right? When you talk to guys who were teammates of players like Joel Embiid, mm-hmm. as opposed to Kawhi Leonard, and they talk about the work ethic difference, mm-hmm. right? Or Nikola Jokic. Like, let's stop getting players confused from what we see as the production on the court and when we get to the playoffs in their mindset. Kawhi Leonard is that worker. You're like, oh, he misses this many games because he's trying to get his body right to win a championship. His brain is programmed, championship, championship, championship. What do I got to do to get there? My knee's not working. I need to fix this thing so I can get out there. That's what he did all season. So when it comes to Denver and the Clippers, man, I kind of feel like the Clippers have the edge because they have a more well-rounded team. But Nikola Jokic, you know, he's already, what, top 5 to 8 center of all time in his prime? It's tough, man. It's tough.
Yep.
Chris, you mentioned having John Wall with you last night. Any good stories or anything good pop up last night hanging out with John Wall?
You know, that might be a call with B. Mitch after, as far as the best story. Oh, man, you almost got me with that one. I'm like, nope, not going to tell that one. Yeah, first of all, so here's what you have to understand, and I'll say it this way. When you walk into that basketball Disneyland, right, it's like the early shift is ending. So it's like Isaiah Thomas and Jalen Rose talking to Shaq as he's getting a haircut, and then it's like I walk in and I'm like, oh, there's Danny Green and John Wall, and it's Shaq is talking to John. And I'm like, so many things are happening. But as you ask that question, I'm like, I'm just going to describe the scene so you understand that the real stories are coming out. It's basically like being in a locker room. So I can tell B. Mitch off air.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Makes sense.
Always great to have you on, man. Appreciate the time.
All right, thanks.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Chris Miles from NBA TV. Make sure you check out his work on NBA TV or on Twitter at Chris Miles TV. Going to take a break when we come back. It is NFL Draft Week. Want to take a look at who we have as the top players in the NFL Draft. We'll talk about it next. Here on B. Mitch and Finley.